This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Welcome to the show. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. All this week on Project Milwaukee Help Wanted, we're exploring the so-called skills gap and ways that area business, governments, and workers are addressing it. Today on Lake Effect, we're focusing on the workers themselves. We'll begin with a roundtable conversation with people at the Hire Center, which is located inside Milwaukee Enterprise Center South at 8th and National. Funded by federal grants, the agency provides job training and education programs for displaced workers, those who've lost their jobs due to plant closings, layoffs, and other factors beyond the workers' control. Training runs the gamut from teaching workers how to run complex machinery to remedial education classes for workers seeking GEDs. In the past decade, the center has served an average of 2,800 people a year, with an average placement rate of 80%. Workers who come to the center had been averaging $14.75 an hour, but when they return to the workforce, their wages average less, $12.61 per hour. WUWM's Bob Bach visited the Hire Center and spoke with Robin Klein, Jessica Duvall, and Connie Schenecki, all three of whom are enrolled in the center's GED program.
I'm here because my company I work for closed its doors, and I want to further my education into child care.
My last work, they just closed down, and I used to work making products for hospitals.
Well, I'm here because I lost my job. You know, I worked at a t-shirt company. Work went overseas. I just want a job.
Do you recall getting the word that the company would be leaving this area and with it your job would be gone? What was that like?
It was devastating. Because it was a family. That's all I can say.
For me, I guess I was getting ready to the idea that we're going to close, because way before that, there were so many problems happening. So I was getting ready to find another job. But then I heard about this program, and I was like, I should just take advantage and do something for myself to get me a better job.
It's devastating, especially when you're there for 16, 18 years.
Were you making a good wage?
$12.50.
Were there benefits?
Yes, there was benefits. You lose it all.
Do you have a family?
My kids are grown, but I got grandchildren.
And what impact has it had on your extended family?
A lot.
How so?
Can't get them anything.
What you're doing now, that is to say, trying to sharpen some skills in hopes of finding new work, does it give you a spirit of hopefulness?
It shows that you can overcome any obstacle if you really want it to be done, one way or the other.
Connie, you mentioned you were with a company for 16, 18 years, and then that job went away, so you know how to work. You need a place to do it, don't you?
Yes. Very much so. I'm a hard worker. I don't miss work. I mean, any kind of a job I can get.
Do you get some hope from coming here?
Yeah, I do.
And in what way?
Positive way. Like, I used to think that, well, who in the heck's going to hire me at my age? But now I got that hope again.
This is serious stuff, isn't it, Robin?
Yes, it is. There's not enough jobs out here for people nowadays. With everything going overseas, you got people out here committing robberies because they don't have the skills, they don't have the encouragement from places like this place, the job center here. They encourage you. What can we do to help you better yourself? Which is really important. I'm 55. It's hard.
What's been the biggest challenge for you, Jessica, through this period of time?
Well, I have three kids, so it's hard for me to go through this. So, like she said, they are really encouraging to us. So it's what keeps me going. And think about it that I should do this for my kids, too, so they can learn and you know, be a success through their life. Like, I'm trying hard to be for them.
Does coming here have an impact on you as a mom?
A lot, yeah. Because right now I'm helping my third grader daughter with her assignments, and there's some stuff that I would have never thought about remembering until now.
Connie, how old are the grandkids?
13 and 8.
What do you say to them?
That I'm trying. And I'm sorry.
Really, why?
Because they have a hard time with me not working to help them.
You think it was your fault in some way that this company left?
No. I'm just mad at them for leaving.
You all are here. I'll bet you know other folks that are not here and are out of work, or if you don't know them personally, let's face it, we all know of them. What would you say to them?
I just tell them they have to keep their faith and keep going, because if we don't keep going, we're never going to get anywhere.
Do you share thoughts with other folks?
Yeah, with my sisters. I encourage them to do what I'm trying to do. I mean, you know, always think about yourself and your future. So, and I was actually encouraged by my sister to finish my GED. She just did too.
WUWM's Bob Bach spoke with Robin Klein, Jessica Duvall, and Connie Schenecke at the Hire Center, which is located inside Milwaukee Enterprise Center South at 8th and National. All three women are studying for the GED and hope to return to the job market.